And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Hugs are awesome, and we're going to talk about why. I'm Cindy Menzel for the Feature Story of the Week, and we're talking about free mom hugs. And I'm here with Jenny Stevens and her son, Eric. And Eric may or may not talk, and that's cool. But hi, Jenny.
Hi. How are you today?
I am awesome. So tell me about, what I see is the free mom hugs. And I saw you at a parade this last year. So the free moms I see started in October of 2025. Sarah Cunningham from Wherever wore free mom hugs. That's how it got started. And it's about now nationwide, but it's about keeping families together. How did you get involved with free mom hugs? And what is it about? What do we need to know about it?
Sure. I have been involved for a couple years now, going back probably to the Half Moon Bay Pride 2 years ago, maybe three. I got involved after seeing multiple events. Free Mom Hugs has been around almost a decade. The backstory for that is incredible. The story of how one woman questioned her upbringing, her faith, her relationship with her son who came out and was rejected by everything she had been raised. And she herself treated her son according to how those beliefs were. And she said, I can't resolve this. I personally, with friends, families, kids, it resonates so much that we're just all people. So I got involved several years ago in Free Mom Hugs because the message about keeping families together and representing, not replacing families, but being there to show what it should be like, how you can be accepting.
And
what resonates.
And you say keeping families together is because when kids have come out, their families have basically disowned them. And
yes.
You've got some stories, like I saw you at the last parade. Tell me about some of the stories of hugging people here in Half Moon Bay.
Sure. I've been two or three Half Moon Bay prides now, in the parades or at the booths or just walking around giving hugs. And I have to say that for me personally, the experience of giving a hug is what draws me in. I just love the sensation of giving the hugs. Secondly, I love the responses back. So you wanted some stories. I think the most memorable, meaningful story, and it's heartbreaking as much as it is uplifting, is a man that came up to me 2 years ago. It was the very first time I was standing at the booth, and we'd been there for a while. My husband, who does free dad hugs, was there as well. And a man came up to me, and he was a young man, and he said, you know, could I have a hug? And I said, absolutely. Bigger than I was, just fully engulfed this guy, and he gave me this great hug and held on. And then my husband goes, would you like a hug? And he blinked. This young man blinked very quietly, says yes. And so my husband hugged him, big bear hug. And then the young man turned to me and he pulled me back in. And we were all three of us standing there in one group hug for a minute or more, 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I think my husband missed it. Very quietly, this young man said that it was the first time that he had had an adult male hug him in 5 years when he came out and his family rejected him.
5 years.
5 years. I am simultaneously amazed by the story, horrified by the story, uplifted by the story. We stood there for a couple minutes giving this man a hug. We needed it. He needed it. That support, he needed that show. And it was amazing. It was probably the best single story. I've hugged so many people down the streets of San Francisco, Half Moon Bay, whatever these events are. And that one stands out.
Hugs give happiness. So what kind of events or how many events? And Eric, have you been to an event? What was the hugging like?
So I've also been to Half Moon Bay Pride and San Francisco Pride for the last 2 or 3 years now. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to give hugs because I'm not 18 yet and there are certain restrictions. But I have been able to walk in the parade. I've walked our dog along and let him get pet by all the people standing at the edges. And it's just amazing to see people my age, kids younger than me, kids older than me as well, at all different stages in their lives, come to terms with their identity and finally being able to be accepted for who they are, especially people coming from families that don't accept them, especially with trans youth more than anything. So many queer kids nowadays are just under attack, not only in their own homes, but in their communities, in their schools. And it's just exhilarating to finally see them having a place where they truly belong and are accepted for who they are.
Had you been to the San Francisco Gay Pride Parade prior to going this last couple of years?
No, we actually had not. We waited the balance of our kids being old enough to be able to understand what they were seeing, recognize their own personalities, their own state of being.
Right.
Right. So we did a balance, right?
Right.
And every household and every parental unit needs to figure out what is right for their kids. We went a couple years ago, but we've been back. This was the first year we missed. We were traveling and we missed for the last, you know, this for the first couple time in the first couple years. San Francisco Pride is it's a unique entity. It's amazing. It's huge. There's everybody there and it's just so welcoming. There's no judgment. There's no questioning who you are, why you are, what you are. It's just people.
I've been there once and the thing that impressed me most were the parent groups that with signs that said it's about love, not about sex. I know I saw you in the Half Moon Bay parade. They were giving, moms were giving hugs.
Yes.
What other events? Is it only gay pride events that you go and give hugs to?
No. So Free Mom Hugs as a nationwide nonprofit, chapters in all 50 states and expanding with global affiliates.
And we need to, it's Free Mom Hugs, and in fact, the website is, I think it's freemomhugs.org.
It is, but they're very clear. It's free people hugs now. It's
right.
Dads, aunts, uncles, grandparents, siblings, right? But it started as Free Mom Hugs, and the website, yes, is freemomhugs.org. There's education. They have a view of education, conversation, and just presence, right, support. And although we're known for things like pride parades, they do educational opportunities, speaking at corporate events, going to other events. My daughter, who is going in, we just sent her off for her last year of college.
Oh.
She's over in Boston. She asked, she was on the phone with me this spring. We were planning the summer and we're talking about pride events. And she goes, you know, Mom, can I ask you something? And I said, yeah, absolutely. She goes, we need a Free Mom Hugs event at MIT for our graduation next year. Can you arrange it? She goes, I want you there. She goes, my friends know when you're there, when her father comes, when we all come in, we give them hugs. But she goes, you're going to be there. Can we have an event at graduation to recognize people that aren't being supported in their achievements? And I said, absolutely. So I will reach out to Massachusetts and try to get that going.
Lovely.
So we do graduations. We can do other events, corporate events, education events. You can reach out the appropriate chapter in your state.
Because on the website, it'll say find a chapter. You can put in your zip code or whatever, and you can find a chapter to go to do the Free Mom Hugs. Talk to me a little bit about what the response of people on the street generally has been and within the community here.
You know, I think Half Moon Bay in the community has been very accepting, right? Our parades are incredible. I love our parades for everything in Half Moon Bay. When we have parades, we just have great parades.
We do.
We are a parade town. We've been here for over 15 years now. It's 15 and a half years. We moved here when my daughter was in kindergarten. She's now in her last year of college. That feel of community, people want hugs. They're accepting of it. They wave at us. They thank us.
And it doesn't matter why. It's just about the hugs. Hugs are happiness.
People need the hugs. People need to feel seen, supported, even in that brief instance that basically says, I'm getting a hug. It feels good, but for those marginalized kids, those people that were abandoned, it might be bringing them back from suicidal thoughts, self-harm, the feeling that they're just alone.
My.
And, you know, if I or any of us can just give a hug and pull that thought back just enough to say, oh my gosh, somebody saw me.
Right.
Somebody was here and I'm getting a hug. Yeah. So, yeah, Half Moon Bay is great. San Francisco, absolutely accepting. You walk through San Francisco, not an issue. I've lived in various other places in the country, though. We're accepting here in this area. I've lived in places that are not.
So if people want to get involved or attend a parade or get involved in I don't know if you have meetings or whatever, what would they do? How could they connect with you or support Free Mom Hugs?
So on the website, there is, in the same place where you reach out to a state or a local chapter, right, to find out who it is. You can join as a member. You can just join and say, I want to be an ally, an advocate, and march, be in a parade, what are your next events?
Mm-hmm.
You can be more involved, right? You can become a chapter leader, which is what I did this year.
Right.
So there's a lot of ways. We don't have regular meetings. We get on mailing lists. We have Facebook groups.
Right.
Right. Instagram, things like that. It's relatively loosely organized, but use that same contact. When you contact the chapter, say, I would like to do this type of event, or I have this type of event, and can you show up? I missed it, but last summer there was a request. Some bakery up somewhere in NorCal said, hey, I'd love to have you there giving hugs. We're going to have free something. And can you give out hugs when we give out free baked goods?
You just need a place to give free mom hugs.
So reach out to the contact on the website.
On the website. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, the website also has an amazing store. And I will say they have free mom hugs, free dad hug, free sister hugs, free brother hugs, free uncle hugs, free aunt hugs. And we saw a free gunkle, which we're not sure if it's a great uncle or a gay uncle, but the shirts,
either works.
Either works, and I will tell you up. I think some of my family are going to be getting shirts, hug shirts for upcoming holidays.
Absolutely.
But anyway, well, Jenny Stevens, thank you very much for your time. And we have been talking about free mom hugs. We know hugs are happiness, and hugs are awesome. So I am Cindy Menzel for the feature story of the week.
Once again, we thank Cindy Menzel for our feature story of the week. And for Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson.